and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How you feeling this morning?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and tell the truth and say I don't feel wonderful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Oh, great.
I kicked off that.
Where's the Lysol?
I kicked off that ketogenic thing.
Oh,
and I think it might be kind of like, bam, hit me in the face today.
Well, it probably did because it's like no carbs, basically.
So out of all of your diet, you have 5% carbs. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
But dude, I was eating bacon and avocado and ground beef. And,
but it kind of slaps you in the face for a second, doesn't it?
Morning. I'm like, oof. You know how like you get into that point where you try the diet and you try it for a little bit of time and then you're like, I don't know if this is for me.
Right.
But you have to get past that, the early adaptation and all that stuff. I was reading this thing this morning that was talking about Fortnite, right? Kai's addicted to it, plays it all the time.
So are mine.
It made $2.4 billion last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's remember, that's a free game. So that tells you all the upgrades and
you
the
know,
skins.
I disagree. It says it's a free game, but we have spent so much money with that.
Oh, my gosh. Because you know, the new skin comes out.
What do you want for Christmas? V-Bucks.
Right.
I'm like, come on.
Kai's like, but Dad, this is the only day this skin's going to be available. It's limited time. It's an exclusive. And
their
I'm like, what is
people
it?
People are genius.
He's like, it's a bunny rabbit. I'm like, what? It's pretty crazy,
I
though.
I know.
$2.4 billion on a free game. The next biggest one is League of Legends, $1.4 billion. Pokemon Go, $1.3 billion. Like, we're spending tons of money on these games.
I know.
And they trick us. Like,
free.
I'm going to tell you, if you go to the App Store and you download the K-Fine app, guess what? It's free all the time. I'm never going to pop in and say, hey, if you want to hear more of us, you have to pay us extra. It ain't going to happen like that. Go download the K-Fine app.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we have the best seats in the house for the Globetrotters on Sunday. It's on our Facebook page. And we announce a winner today.
Ooh.
We've teamed up with our friends at Payless Furniture and Appliances. Go to our Facebook page, like and share for the chance to win. Hey, and guess what? The recliners you sit in the best seats in the house, you take them home as well. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly says that last night she got caught.
Yes. Have you ever, and I know you have, but I was sitting with my boys. We were on my computer just kind of playing around with stuff. And all of a sudden I saw this phrase and it just said, photos that show you how Hollywood really works.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like pictures of like the Titanic and how they filmed it and stuff like that. So the boys are like, ooh, click on that. So I click on it and it's a YouTube video.
Right.
So we watch it. It's like a 7-minute video, but it was really cool stuff about the movie Titanic. So well, for some reason we were into it.
This is great.
But I'm telling you, we went from video to video and it ended up not even close to what we started on, but it was like the YouTube, you fall into this rabbit hole and you just keep clicking and you'll see something on that right-hand side that you're like, oh, press that one. And so like, I think the last video we watched before I made them get ready for bed was, we ended up at The Office. Where are they now?
Oh, I've watched that kind of stuff.
And so we were going through all the characters and what they're doing now. And then they wanted, you know, the guy that plays Kevin on The Office, they wanted to know what he sounded like in real life because he sounds different.
A little bit.
So they thought that that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, an hour and a half on this huge wormhole of YouTube, but it was endless, like, we loved it. It was so much fun.
It completely gets you.
I know.
And I fall into it every night. And because, like, it's like, especially if Leslie and Kai aren't there with me, I start watching. If you go to my search right now, it's going to be, you know, bodybuilding. It's going to be ketogenic. It's going to be WWE.
Yep.
It's going to be news bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like everything. And then it shows you recently updated. You're like, oh, this is the newest one.
Right.
And you start clicking. And then it says, you know, recommended for. If you like this, you like that.
Right.
And I'm like, man, how they get so intelligent with what we're going to like.
I know.
Because it's like if you go to Netflix and you watch one show, shows that are like The Office, and they show you all these different things.
Recommended for you.
Right. And it's like, how do you know me so well?
Who recommended them?
It's the smartest thing ever.
It really is.
So what all's in your search? If I went to your house and I went to your YouTube search, what would we find?
It's going to be all comedy. It'll be completely all comedy and makeup videos.
Like, oh, makeup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the pimples. Because my wife is watching more of the pimples again.
I haven't gotten back on the pimples yet.
She's back on the pimples. Hmm. The lipomas and the pimples.
Oh, Dr. Pimple Popper. So,
there you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus. So reports surfaced yesterday suggesting that Miley was pregnant with her first child.
Oh, wow.
But she went to Twitter to deny it. And she said, quote, "I'm not egg-specting, but it's excellent to hear everyone is so happy for us. We're happy for us, too." Anyway, she denied it. So right now, there's no baby on the way for Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth yet.
Gotcha Gossip on Macaulay Culkin, the Home Alone kid. He's talking about Michael Jackson. If you remember, back in the day, they were friends. And a lot of people thought that was kind of weird because Macaulay Culkin was 11. He says it was very normal and very mundane. Mm. The idea behind this is that Michael Jackson saw a child star and he realized, hey, this kid probably has a lot of pressure and a lot of people pulling at him from all directions. And Michael wanted to be there just to help him and hang out and be a buddy. He said it was normal and mundane and nothing out of the ordinary in the relationship, the friendship between Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. She's so hot and on fire right now. Seven Rings will be released tomorrow. It's a new song, and it's expected to become this like huge anthem for female empowerment. And one of the things it talks about throughout the song is retail therapy as a cure for breakups.
Oh, gosh.
So it looks like the title, Seven Rings, wasn't just this random title that she picked, but it was inspired by something that happened right after she and Pete Davidson broke up. So Ariana went out with her girlfriends on a shopping spree, walked into a jewelry store, and she bought seven engagement rings for her friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, the words also reference her breakups, just like the song Thank You Next. So it's going to be pretty big, and it's going to also have a music video, and her videos are normally pretty entertaining.
She's killing it right now.
Anyway, so there you go.
I'm a fan of Ariana Grande. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, 48-year-old Jeffrey was hiding in the bushes outside of a house in Wellington, Florida, watching a teenage girl in her room. Not good, right?
Oh my gosh, no.
Well, luckily, the girl's father was heading out for work, and he spotted him.
Mm.
Well, as you can imagine, Jeffrey took off running. Apparently, they made eye contact, and he took off running. But here's what Jeffrey didn't realize. The girl's dad is a former NFL player.
No.
His name's Tony Beckham. He played from 2002 through 2007.
Mm.
Well, Tony was a cornerback, which means it's literally his job to chase people who are running away from him.
No.
And I'm going to assume Tony was a lot faster than 48-year-old peeping Jeffrey.
Mm.
So Tony easily caught him and held him up till the cops got there. Oh, and somehow peeping Jeffrey wound up with a black eye and a busted lip in the process.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But he's been charged with lewd behavior.
Oh.
Now, speaking of bad behavior, why did the pony get sent to his room, Brandon?
I don't know why, Kelly.
Well, he wouldn't stop horsing around. Why are you looking at me with disgust?
I'm just done with it all.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
For those of you who listen on a regular basis, you might know that over the last couple of weeks, I've decided I want to reinvent myself. I want to be a brand new man. And I'm having trouble being reinvented. Because what happens is you're so comfortable being what you are that you really do not allow yourself to be reinvented. So even when I go to stores with the idea of reinvention, I end up leaving with just the same clothes. It really doesn't make any sense because I want to walk out. And when I walk into a room, I want people to be like, dang, he's hot.
It's getting hot in here.
That's it, man.
So take off all your clothes.
That's what I want that feeling to be. Because we know that every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed man. Right? But there's something about me that makes being a sharp-dressed man more difficult. Yeah, we go out last night and find clothes for Kai and find all kinds of amazing stuff. He wasn't there, but he's the one who won.
Yeah.
Because he can wear skinny jeans and he can wear these cool-looking shirts.
I know.
I try on all these different outfits, and it doesn't work.
I really wish that I would have been there.
Let me tell you how bad it is. So I know now that I can't just pick up one pair of jeans because then I'll have to go and get multiple. So I essentially might as well have had a shopping cart full of stuff. So I go into the deal and I try on things and it's like jeans don't fit, shirt see-through, this one fits too long in my arms, this one's too long in my waist, this one's too short. I try on all these clothes, Kelly.
This makes me feel so much better about myself.
And I hope it makes everybody feel better. I hope it's not just us. So I do all this trying on, and then I have the debate, because I feel bad I've tried on so much stuff, right? I feel bad for the retail workers in the stores.
Yeah.
Because then I think I'm going to fold stuff, and I'm going to take every piece of clothing back.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, don't do that. You don't fold it the right way. It'll look worse if you fold it.
That's
because
true, yeah.
They're master folders.
There's certain ways that they do it, yeah.
And they're really good at it. And I'm not. So basically, I start it like it looks like it's going to look like it, like they were supposed to. And then it looks like kind of like when I wrap a present.
Yeah.
It never ends up looking right. So I decided I was going to listen to my wife and just stack up the stuff that I didn't want. And thankfully, nobody was in the dressing room area.
I was about to ask you, as soon as you opened the door, was there someone to help? And like you had all the stuff in there and you felt bad?
Well, I ended up trying on about 25 to 30 different things and I stacked them up and I was trying to escape. And then I saw one more thing I wanted to try on and I was the only person trying stuff on. And I went back in there to try on one shirt and I got caught because the girl came in there and saw the stack of stuff. And I promise it was 25 to 30 things
deep. I bet she hated you.
And I was thinking that I want to apologize to her right now.
Like, yeah, she hates you.
So on the way out of the store, I'm like, I need some new cologne. And being the guy who wants to reinvent himself, I found a cologne that I used to wear a long time ago.
And you're wearing it again?
And I'm wearing it today because it brought back such great memories.
Is it, can I guess?
Go ahead and guess.
Dracar.
Son of a gun.
No way. You know? No way.
Yes. I'm wearing that today. I wore it in high school.
Oh, my God.
Is that a sign?
That's what I bought for my boyfriend, like, in the eighth grade.
Is that bad?
Yes.
But it ages well, I think.
Go take a shower.
Stop it. Come smell me.
No.
See if it brings back great memories.
No.
I'm going to come over there, then.
No.
I want you to see.
I want
you to see if it smells good to you still, no. After all these years. You're making me feel bad about it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Can you smell me?
That's
I just
the
sprayed
weirdest
more.
Thing.
Can
why
you smell
you,
me?
Why did you even bring it?
Because I want
That's
you to see
weird.
If it brings back memories.
It yes.
Does it smell familiar?
Yes.
Does it remind you of 1995?
I would say 92.
Is it that bad?
It's a little older. It's not that it. I don't know. It's weird.
I bought some cologne last night that reminded me of my high school days, and I feel stupid about it. It's like when I go in, can I get some Brute? Got any Chaps? Remember Chaps in the green bottle?
Oh my goodness, yes.
I was big into Acqua Di Gio or whatever it's called.
And Ralph Lauren Polo was really big for a second.
Cool Water.
Cool Water.
But nothing is better than Dracar. I feel dumb. Maybe I should be embarrassed because you're making me look really dumb.
If anyone else wears Dracar, please call us.
Somebody does. I know there's somebody out there who's like me and like, man, that stuff smells good. Hey, we're going to knock out birthdays here in just a few minutes.
If you have a birthday you'd like us to shout out, head to Facebook.com/KFIN1079 or text us. Text BBITM followed by your message to 62582.
Here's Luke Combs. It's Beautiful Crazy on KFIN. Good morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I just now posted the picture of my cologne on my Instagram story, and I need people to tell me how great it is. Kelly has convinced me that I should be embarrassed because the cologne I bought was probably my favorite in 1992. There are some of you listening right now who weren't alive when I wore I was wearing this cologne in school.
Yeah.
But I remember all the girls wanted to be around me.
Man, that guy smells so good.
Because I was the only guy wearing Dracar. I'm probably the only guy wearing it today. But to me, it still smells good. You can follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Mine's Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Ah, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Forms. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, January the 17th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our friend, our buddy, Wendy Schropel. She's celebrating today.
Happy birthday.
I've known her for a minute. Since like 2002 or something like that. Jason Wood of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Jeremy McFarlane of Jonesboro celebrates. Mark Spencer from Harrisburg, happy birthday. Jenny Wilson of Jonesboro, Paul Stallings of Jonesboro, they have birthdays. Shane Moore from Wynn, Ellie Kate Pruitt going to Westside, 8 years old today. Tamara Wilkerson of Gosnell is turning 6 years old, and Ariana Towery is turning 4 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Connor Cruz is 24. He's the adopted son of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Calvin Harris is 35 today.
Ooh, he's the one who did that song with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Baby,
this is what you came for.
Calvin Harris, 35 years old today. I think he was dating Halsey at one point too, right?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
So happy birthday.
Maxim Shmerkovsky. Did I say it right?
I think you got close enough.
Okay. He's 39. He's the guy on Dancing with the Stars that everybody thinks is really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Deschanel. Or, wait, did I say it right?
Deschanel.
Deschanel. I know that you're the police on this stuff. So
I'm not the police.
You are.
Sting's a part of the police.
She's 39. She's the girl on New Girl. Yep. Kid Rock is 48 today.
Ooh, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. It's a good concert. McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I want to be a cowboy, baby. With a top left back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby. West Coast chilling with the moon. I want to be a cowboy, baby.
That's good stuff right there. Kid Rock is 48 years old today.
Michelle Obama.
I put your picture away.
He's 55.
All right.
Sat down and cried today.
Happy birthday, Michelle Obama.
Jim Carrey is 57. Steve Harvey is 62. I bet your wife's going to celebrate today. She loves him.
Oh my gosh, she does love him.
And Betty White is 97.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for being a friend.
97.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Leslie said Kai likes his show now. He's nine.
And if you threw a party, he invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Betty White. My friend, 97 years old. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jason Wood, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, there's lots of rumors out today that the engagement could be coming any day now for Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
They've been together for a minute. They say that they wanted to work through the relationship and get the kids comfortable. You know, Gwen came through a messy divorce, and Blake's divorce wasn't exactly quiet either. So they wanted to kind of take it slow, but they're definitely in love, and sources are saying the engagement could be happening anytime.
Maren Morris made an exciting post on Instagram. She said, the time has finally come. I've been dying to share this with you for forever. My new single, Girl. So today, she's going to release the new single, Girl. It's going to premiere tonight. And to see the picture, it's a really pretty picture of her. But to see it, head to the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
And a big congratulations goes out to Kane Brown. He's been named the 2019 Breakthrough Artist by Music Biz.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you.
So other people who have won this award over the course of time has been like a girl named Carrie Underwood, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris. It's a big deal to win this award. There's actually gonna be a ceremony and everything for Kane Brown, who, by the way, has three consecutive number ones. We had Heaven. We also had What Ifs.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to
be? And his most recent song, Lose It, also number one.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart keeps skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it.
And don't forget, Kane Brown is in South Haven tomorrow night. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
K-Fine weather. 50-50 chance of rain today, high near 56. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. It's 44 in Pocahontas, 47 in Jonesboro.
And it's 7:35 in K-Fine country. We've talked a lot about the Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to be at First National Bank Arena coming up on Sunday. And here's the deal, y'all. I have tickets to give away. I have a family four-pack of tickets to give away. And we'll do that within the next 5 minutes. Be ready to call and win tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters within 5 minutes right here on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That's the sound right there. The sound that says we're giving something away. We have a family four-pack of tickets to give away right now to go see the Harlem Globetrotters, the legendary Globetrotters, at First National Bank Arena. They're coming up here on Sunday, 3 o'clock showtime, and your chance to win tickets for the family, a family four-pack right now. We'll take caller number 7. We're going to play What's in Store Behind That Door. Caller number 7, 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, are you ready?
Oh, you know I'm ready.
It's time to sing. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door? Hey!
We have a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. We're giving those away right now. Caller number 7 has the chance to play and win. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the K-Fine studios. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Jessica Parnell. Please tell me I'm caller number 7. My son's birthday is Sunday, and he really wants to go.
No way. That's awesome, because you are caller number 7.
Yay! Oh, my God.
All right. Where are you from, Jessica?
Monette.
All right. Jessica Parnell, Monette, Arkansas. You have the chance to play What's in Store Behind That Door. You have to pick a door, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and we'll tell you what game you're going to play, okay?
Okay, 3.
All right, door number 3. Kelly, pull that door open. Oh, Jessica, you get to play our really old game with a really lame name. It's called No!
Your
Show! All right, Jessica, here's the deal. We have 5 different facts that relate to either Kelly or myself. You have to get 3 out of 5 right to win, okay?
Oh, gosh, okay.
You can do it.
Here we go.
Question number 1. Who has auditioned for the show Beat Shazam, Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly.
Boom! All right, you have 1 correct. You only have to get 2 more right.
Okay.
Question number 2. Whose mother was born in Okinawa, Japan? Brandon or Kelly?
Brandon.
Boom! All right. You have 2. And here we go. She can actually win on question number 3.
Which of us has a brother and a sister? Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay. There's another question.
There is another one. All right. Jessica. Who was a lifeguard in college, Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly?
Hey! Jessica Parnell, Modette, Arkansas. You have just now won tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters coming up on Sunday.
Yes, thank you so much.
What's your son's name?
Tyson Parnell. He'll be four.
Happy birthday, Tyson.
And congratulations, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. It is 8:01 in K-Fine Country. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. We're joined in studio this morning by our buddy, our friend, once again, a grandfather. Can we talk about that?
Well, you have.
Yes. Rodney Poff joins us this morning.
I like to call him R-Poff.
R-Poff.
Yes.
My nickname in high school was Rip-Off.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Can we call you that from now on?
Sure. Beats what you call me now.
Yeah, no joke. Rodney joins us here on Thursday mornings talking about the events happening across K-Fine Country. The Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine event roster. Rodney also came in referencing the fact that I smell amazing today.
I don't believe those words came out of my mouth.
Come here.
No, I'm just not going to smell you.
He's been trying to get everyone to smell
him. I could smell you down the hallway.
Stop it.
So
I was going through a store last night, and I needed cologne, and I found cologne that I remembered wearing in the 90s, and I bought it, and evidently a lot of people think that's ridiculous. Because I put it up on social media. I want people to like tell me, am I dumb?
Dracar.
And people think it's silly. I didn't buy Chaps. I didn't buy Brute. I didn't buy Stetson.
Old English.
I didn't buy that. I mean, I know good stuff, but this is just still smells good.
You know good stuff, yet you bought
Dracar. Dracar Noir.
Oh, anyway, Lord.
It's pretty. Do you think I smell
They're
good?
They're
going
to be calling you to do a commercial.
It's radio. Hey, it's radio, dude. It doesn't matter what you smell.
Nobody can smell me. All right, let's talk about the things happening. There is a really big event, one of the biggest events for John 3:16 Ministries. It's called Winter Blast, and it just so happens to be tomorrow night.
That's right. Winter Blast tomorrow night at the First National Bank Arena, 3 to 8 o'clock. Of course, hosted by John 3:16 Ministries. The evening will consist of food, live and silent auctions, and a skit comedy show performed by the John 3:16 instructors and their families. I believe you can buy tickets at the door, or you can also call 799-2525 for more information.
And again, they do the full fried catfish, chicken, hush puppies, french fries, all of that. And part of the skits, they're doing Mama's Family. They're doing Andy Griffith. So it should be pretty fun out there. Winter Blast coming up tomorrow. Saturday, we've talked about this a little bit with the members of the Jonesboro Police Department and the Jonesboro Fire Department. It is the annual Jonesboro Polar Plunge.
Oh, it's going to be cold, man.
Real cold. They're not going to have to use ice this year to cool down the pool.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, the Jonesboro Polar Plunge at the Elks Lodge. Registration is at 12:30 Saturday with the plunge taking place at 2 o'clock. Join in on the fun and form a team to take the plunge in support of Special Olympics Arkansas. Live and silent auctions benefiting the area programs and donations will be accepted. You can call Beverly Lee at 761-4098 for more information.
That's a fun event. And you get out there and it's cold. You know you're about to jump in the water, but something about the camaraderie of everybody dressed up and just having fun. Because everybody's going through the same thing. They're all cold. They're all jumping in the water. It's a fun deal. So that's happening on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Cabin Fever. It's a fundraiser for the Foundation of Arts.
That's right. It's the annual fundraiser for Foundation of Arts at Centennial Hall at 6 o'clock Saturday. Enjoy a night of dinner, drinks, gaming, dancing, and murder mystery. All proceeds directly benefit the Foundation of Arts. Call 935-2726 for more information on that.
And foajonesboro.org to find out more. They do so many different outreach programs as well. Bubbles and Bingo, it's a fundraiser for A-State Rugby. That's happening on Saturday, too.
It is. That's going to be at the Cooper Alumni Center from 10 a.m. to noon. The A-State Alumni Association will host. Guests will enjoy brunch, drinks, live music, celebrity bingo callers, and a silent auction. All proceeds will benefit the A-State Rugby Club. I understand the rugby players are going to be the ones serving.
Women are going crazy about that. Is there any truth that you're going to be there wearing your rugby attire?
There is. No, what? Not at all.
Not true. That is not true.
No. No. Tickets are $50, and you can go to astatealumni.org for more information on that.
And then coming up on Sunday, the legendary Harlem Globetrotters, First National Bank Arena. That's going to be fun, man. That's a great show.
It's always fun. You know, I grew up, every year they would come to Blible.
And, would they?
Oh my gosh, we had such a ball with that. I mean, it was like one of the highlights of my year.
So, do you remember some of the legendary Globetrotters?
Oh yeah, I saw Metalark Lemon a number of times.
That's the one I remember too.
I even saw Metalark once he left the Globetrotters and he started up his own team called the Bucketeers.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he was on Different Strokes one time and was friends with Arnold.
But yeah, I saw them. I saw.
Does anybody like my Dracar?
Wow. It's just hard. It's my first time back in a couple of months and you're going to hit me with something.
Man, I love that. What you talking about?
Anyway, so the Harlem Globetrotters at First National Bank Arena, 3 o'clock. They'll bring their fun-powered world tour to Jonesboro. Call 972-2781 for ticket information.
Let's talk live music. Lots of live music going on around town. You can find out about that at jonesboro.com. Attention members and guests, tonight at the Brick House is Steak Night and Karaoke. Coming up tomorrow night, the Arkansas Brothers. And on Saturday night, DJ Justice at the Brick House.
J-Town's Friday night. We'll have Terry Carter and Tony Spinner. And Saturday, and Friends.
501 Steakhouse on Friday, Delaney Taylor.
Upper Crust on Shelby Drive on Saturday night has Tony Spinner.
Eleanor's Pizza Friday night will have Nathan Crouch and Saturday, Eric Edwards.
Skinny J's tonight, John Jones.
All right, coming up at the Recovery Room on Friday night, Philip Jackson and Jim Little. And on Saturday night, Famous by Thursday.
And it's Thursday, so they ought to be really good tonight then. Huh?
Come on now.
Doe's Eat Play Saturday, Eric Edwards Trio.
And at the Eagles, Saturday, Eaton and Deloach Band.
Find out more about all of the events and the music when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster,
don't wear Dracar.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly was reminiscing about when she used to work the night shift. What street was that?
I don't remember, Brandon. So dumb.
What are you talking about? So anyway, Kelly was telling me a few minutes ago that once again she's been outsmarted, and this time it's been by children.
Yes, which typically happens a lot. But so last night I'm at dinner and I'm with my husband and my two boys, and I think that me and my stepson Bruce were arguing about something about the Avengers movie. Okay, right. And he's really really smart with that movie. Like he knows everything about superheroes and comic books and all that, right?
Well, his dad loves it too.
Right. So he knows his stuff, and I guarantee you he's way smarter with all that stuff than I am. But anyway, really? So we're kind of arguing about it. Well, then he proceeds to say, let me just say it how he said it. So okay. we're going back and forth, and he goes, Kelly, why don't you just get on that elevator and press up so you can get on my level?
Ooh.
And like both my husband and my son Kurt were like, ah! You know, like basically thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I literally just stopped me in my tracks because I wasn't ready. I didn't even have a comeback.
That's a good
one. I was just like, what? And then something else happened and I said something and my son said, Mom, you sound just like Nani. Well, Nani is my mom.
Right.
And Nani is a grandmother. So not only was I like getting made fun of, but I was like, this is the last time I'm coming to dinner with all the boys.
Yeah, and you get to pay for it.
Yes. And I was like,
you're paying for them to insult
right,
you.
Right. Y'all go wash the dishes because I'm not paying for your dinner. But I was just curious. Like, I know that your son is the same way.
And Dad, roasted.
Yeah, the roasted.
Roasted.
Right.
But he'll say stuff that's really mean. And he's like, I roasted you, Dad. And I'm like, but that's hurtful.
Right.
Could you not?
There's a little line between hurtful and just like plain.
Right. Like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, you're fat. Or, you know,
roasted.
You're ugly, Dad. Roasted. And you're like, wow, that's painful.
Right. Exactly.
Our kids, though, they do outsmart us.
Bet they do.
It happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. So from now on, you're going to be called on this program.
No.
You're going to be Nani.
No, you're not calling me that.
You're listening to Brandon and Nani in the Morning.
Great.
Everyone who sees Kelly today referred to her as Nani. Well, you know how like when you become a grandparent, like people call you by that. Like Jeff, my father-in-law, has become Papu to so many of us.
So do you just call him Papu?
I call him Papu all the time.
So you, if you call him right now, you'd say, hey, Papu, what's up?
What's up, Papu? Yeah. Hmm. That's what he wants everybody to call him, much like you want everyone to call you Nani.
No.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
My name's Brandon. Her name's Nani. I smell like Dracar.
So, yeah, who are you calling Nani, Grandpa?
What are you wearing today?
I think it's some type of Victoria's Secret body spray.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
So, let's do some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus. So, reports surfaced yesterday suggesting that Miley Cyrus was pregnant with her first child. Wow. But she went to Twitter to deny it. She was silly. She said, I'm not egg-specting, but it's excellent to hear everyone is so happy for me. We're happy for us, too. So basically, she denied everything. So no baby on the way for Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth yet.
So Gotcha Gossip. Gotcha Gossip on Macaulay Culkin. I don't get to use that one very much. I'm going to use that today. So Macaulay Culkin is a Home Alone kid. He was Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, right? He was also friends with Michael Jackson back in the day. And in a recent interview, Macaulay Culkin was talking about how that relationship and that friendship was very normal. He said it was very mundane. The whole idea behind this was Macaulay Culkin was 11 years old at the time he was befriended by Michael Jackson. And Michael kind of felt sorry for Macaulay Culkin a little bit because he knew as a child star how tough that would be. So Michael wanted to be one of those big brother type influencers there for Macaulay Culkin because, of course, Michael was a child star as well. But Macaulay Culkin says that friendship was normal and mundane and nothing out of the ordinary.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So her new single, Seven Rings, is going to be released. Is it tomorrow or today?
It's coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
Because Maren Morris is doing her stuff today.
Okay. It's expected to be this anthem for female empowerment. It mentions all kinds of retail therapy throughout the song as a cure for breakups. But it looks like the Seven Rings title wasn't just random. It happened because of something in real life. In real life, Ariana went out with her girlfriends right after she broke up with Pete Davidson. And she went on a shopping spree and walked into a jewelry store and bought seven engagement rings.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway. There you have that. So Seven Rings should be out tomorrow.
All right. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I noticed a few moments ago that there was an unmarked police car out front, and I got nervous.
Everything makes you nervous.
He is a little worrywart.
He is.
I can't help it, man.
I know.
I was raised like that. Brian Arnold from Jonesboro Police has joined us in the studio this morning. Can you sense when people get nervous when, like, you pull up behind them?
Yes, very much so.
Because I think I drive worse when there's a cop behind me.
I do too.
You know why? Because you're looking in the rearview mirror going, why? Is he going to stop me now? What did I do?
I know. I was out. I was going. I had to make a trip to the county line the other day. And as I was on a back road on the way cutting from my house, I saw blue lights. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're coming for me. And I pulled over. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to get me. I'm not doing anything, but I had that feeling like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And of course they went on by.
Just pull to the right.
Right. But I was like, what if he pulls in behind me?
I say that for a real reason. Pull to the right.
People don't pull over to the left, do they?
They'll pull right in front of you.
Oh, that's not good. With the sirens and the lights and all that stuff?
Or they'll stop. We've had them stop in front of us.
That's bad.
Just
wanted to do it just
pull
in
to
case.
The right.
All right, pull to the right. That's something to learn there. So the reason Brian's here is not because he is looking to investigate Kelly for her problems, but what he's here for is because he has become such a champion for the cause of Special Olympics. And coming up this weekend, we talked about it a little bit ago with Rodney Poff, it's the Polar Plunge.
It is. The Polar Plunge is coming up this year or this weekend. And it'll be this Saturday, January 19th, at registration at the Elks Lodge at 2113 West Washington. Registration starts at noon. We have a live and silent auction that begins about 12:30.
Right.
And then we'll actually plunge around 2 o'clock.
Okay. Have you looked at the actual forecast for Saturday?
Yes.
Now, showers and breezy.
Yeah.
A high around 52, but the temperature is going to fall. Oh, my gosh. It's going to fall down to around 25 that night.
Yeah, but we're plunging before then. Yeah. I just want the rain to quit.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so gloomy.
I know.
One thing we're doing, we actually start our festivities this year, Friday night at the Elks Lodge.
Really?
Vicky McGee has come in to do a concert. Free. Just donations at the door.
That's cool.
That's what we're taking. All the donations go to Special Olympics, 7 o'clock till 10. So come out. have a good time. Listen to some good music and give a little donation if you can't be there on Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday is a really fun event for anybody who hasn't been out there and done
it
that.
It is.
My first year, I was nervous because I didn't know what to expect, and I got there. And just the idea that you had the Special Olympics athletes, and they were so hyped up to jump into the water.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all wearing different costumes and things like that, and we dressed up. And you really want to look ridiculous when you go out there.
I look ridiculous anyway, but...
Will you be jumping on Saturday or just helping run stuff?
I will be jumping on Saturday, and I will also be running stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so you are jumping in. Oh, yeah. Do you have a costume?
Yes.
What's it going to
be? Shorts and a t-shirt.
That's it?
That's it.
I want somebody to put makeup on you, because every time I've done it, I've worn makeup.
I volunteer.
She volunteers as tribute. No.
So again, if people want to get signed up.
They can go to SpecialOlympicsArkansas.org
right.
and click on the Polar Plunge icon and then select the Jonesboro Polar Plunge and go from there. Or they can come out, register Saturday. They want to donate $50, we'll give them a t-shirt. They can plunge, or if they just want to do a $25 chicken out t-shirt.
Yeah.
We come out and have a good time.
It's fun. And just on behalf of the Special Olympics, I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you.
Because you have done so much to raise awareness for this over the last number of years.
You know, I really don't do a whole lot. I say I don't. I mean, I don't
you're
do a
busy
whole lot.
With this.
I do stay busy with it. But, you know, I've got a lot of great people that help. The Elks Lodge has been a huge help to us with this. I mean, without their membership or allowing us to use their pool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be as successful as it has been.
Yeah.
So it's they've done a lot of work, and my hat's off to them. I appreciate everything they've done and all the volunteers that come out and help. So, I mean, it's a great cause for the athletes.
Yep. Brian Arnold from JPD in the studio this morning, live on K-5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was reading this thing earlier that the Razer phone legitimately is about to make a comeback, and people are excited about it because it's going to be bendable and foldable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so expensive. And I guess the idea is jack up the price so people see value in it. There's going to be versions of that that sell for $1,500.
That's crazy. What's funny, Brett Eldridge did that whole thing of how he was going to do the flip phone challenge where he didn't have a smartphone. So that makes me think, I wonder if it's coming back a little bit, but I'm not going to spend more money on that. Is it going to be a smartphone too?
I don't think so. I don't think it's all the way. I don't think it has the smart features. Maybe it does, but it's such a little screen. Like, we're so used to having these bigger screens and stuff like that. Do you remember your first cell phone?
It was a Nokia.
Was it the 5160?
It was a navy one.
I bet it was a 5160.
Like numbers on it that you had to push.
Nokia 5160 is the one I remember.
And it had an antenna on it?
Yes. It's this one.
Let me see.
Is that it?
That's it. Oh my gosh, that's what I had.
I had the same one. And it was like, I remember, like, it was revolutionary at the time.
I thought I was big time.
Right, I did too. Because I just got rid of my pager, and now I had a cell phone.
See, I never was fortunate enough to have a pager.
Where did you carry your phone back then?
Not in my pocket, because it was too big.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where mine was.
In your fanny. Tell me.
There was a clip, and you attached the clip to your belt. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And basically, your phone was hanging off your belt.
I do remember.
And it was just sitting there. For everybody to see. It was almost like if you were in an area where you could do open carry for like a, you know, a handgun or something like that.
Like you kind of move your coat so people could see your phone.
Yeah, I have a Nokia 5160. What do you have?
Right.
Anyway, it's kind of wild. The Razer phone is coming back, and it's going to be $1,500.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the rumor is out there that Blake Shelton is prepared at any time to propose to Gwen Stefani. So he's basically said forever that they're meant to be together. He's madly in love with her. But they wanted to take the relationship slow because both of them had come through kind of tumultuous breakups. So now it looks like they've survived it. They've weathered the storm. And any day now, we could see the engagement of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Maren Morris made an exciting post on Instagram. And she hasn't had any new music out for a second. And this time, it's finally come. She said she's been dying to share this with us forever. Her new single is going to come out today called Girl. So it's going to be really good.
And the video, not the video, but the photo that they used on her social media is
really
pretty.
She looks really pretty. Yeah. You can see it. Just head to the BBITN blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry What's on TV tonight?
Lots of good stuff on tonight. Season premiere of Lip Sync Battle. Also, an all-new Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder, all new. Supernatural returns tonight. The Titan Games with The Rock is going to be on tonight. And Gotham, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, and Mom. So tons of things to choose from.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.